This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Well, greetings once again to everybody out there at TFMR. As I speak, it is June 29th, almost the end of the first quarter, about the middle of the day. It's time for another one of your special CEO podcasts. This one, an update that I'm very much looking forward to hearing. If you follow along with these, you know, we try to do a couple of these a month. The first time I spoke with Rana Vig, who is the CEO of Blue Lagoon Resources, was back in October of last year. We then checked in with Rana again about 100 days ago, back in March. It's time to do so again because he's making a lot of progress and there are a lot of exciting updates. Now, back in October, when we first spoke, Blue Lagoon Resources, which is BLAGF, BLAGF here in the U.S., was trading around 50 cents a share. In March, it was 45, and now it's right back to about 50, which places it about a $35 million U.S. market cap, okay? So we're talking about a pretty small market cap here. But again, what's nice is price hasn't necessarily gone up, but it hasn't really gone down either. I've been keeping an eye on it. I'm not a shareholder yet, but this is one I've been following closely, which is what's so good about being able to go right to the source and hear from Rana. So Rana, thank you so much for finding some time and sharing it with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me back, Rick.
All right, my friend. I want to get into Blue Lagoon and the progress you've made over the last 100 days. But before we start, you're a market veteran. You've been watching these things for years. You know, we really kind of got sucker punched by Chairman Powell and the FOMC, and really not even by them. I mean, all these rate hike forecasts are still year and a half, almost 2 years away. QE is continuing unabated, but it was enough to spark a dollar rally. And man, we got smacked around for about $100 in gold 2 weeks ago. I've been kind of stuck sideways since. I want to kind of get your views on that and inflation, kind of a macro view, but also maybe, Rand, if you might tie it into how important price is to your company and where you're going from here. So I'll just let you run with it from there.
Sure. Thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, look, all this talk about interest rate hike always makes me chuckle a little. And let me tell you why. Look, in 2019 was one of the best economic years in U.S. history. All right. The government had around a $3 trillion revenue line and the expenses were $4 trillion. So it means it was a trillion dollar, $1 trillion, deficit. Of the expenses, $400 billion or 10%, was interest expense. So, if you take the total debt, which is, about $30 trillion, and let's say you apply a 5% interest rate, that says, eventually, remember, we grew up, I grew up in like interest rates when they were like 8, 9, 10%. That was normal, right? That's what normal was, like 10%, you get a mortgage or what have you. Well, if even you go halfways, you think the interest rate is going to go up and say it's going to be 5%. Well, that's $1.5 trillion in interest expense. That's 50% of the revenue of the one of the best economic years of ever. The government would be insolvent. Yeah. My point is interest rates are not going up anytime soon. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, all the talk, people, they say this and the markets – panic and think, and I'm not sure what's wrong with these people and these leading so-called experts and what they're thinking. And so they jump in and out, and it leads me to, believe further that all the manipulation that we often see and talk about in the metals market. I mean, it's crazy. Interest rates are not going up anytime soon, period.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I that's what's so amazing about that reaction a couple of weeks ago is that whole forecast didn't really change. And even Chairman Powell said, hey, look, man, don't pay attention to those dots. I mean, that's a year and a half from now, but the market's got to trade off something. Yeah. And so they did. And so, I mean, in terms of Blue Lagoon, here we are roughly $1,800 gold. Some folks look at exploration companies as kind of call options on the gold price. Is there a level
that, you know, things really look exciting, or, you know, just around here that, you know, 1800, that is just fine.
This is just fine. You know, this is very profitable for, you know, companies that are in production. What happens is the market gets more excited. You know, there's more momentum that's built up as gold moves up in that psychological levels of, you know, 1900, 2000, 2500, you know, et cetera, that everybody talks about. But it's from a real solid business point of view. Listen, my colleagues that are in this space are very happy. We'll take 715, 18, 1850, you know, gold all day long. That's a very profitable enterprise. And silver, you know, silver is trading in the, you know, $26, $27. That's phenomenal. And it's held up quite nicely compared to gold. And some people are projecting, you know, that it's going to do even better than gold. So, you know, and our project is fantastic because we have both gold and silver. We've got about four times silver amount of silver that we have gold, you know, currently on our main Boulder vein. So, these are exciting times, you know, for exploration companies. And you talked a little bit about in your intro about, you know, the price of our stock hasn't, you know, quite gone down, but it hasn't quite gone up. It's been pretty stable. And this is when one of the reasons, because, you know, the market really looks for an advancement, some sort of an advancement. Well, you know, we've been talking about making a production decision here, you know, for some time. When I first came on your show, I think it was back in October, the first time around last year.
Yep.
You know, we were just getting going on three key amendments that were required to get this back into production. Because remember, my predecessors already spent $28 million on this project. All on development, infrastructure, and permitting. You know, it takes 20 years to get a permit in British Columbia. We already have one, and we already have the environmental permits. All the key permits are already in hand. So all we have to do is spend $2 million in order to, you know, finish these three amendments. We've spent the money. We've done two of the amendments are now complete. The third one, which is about to get underway, it'll take about 45 days. So we expect to have everything complete in the next 60 days and submit to the government. And then it'll take them 3-4 months to go through everything. So by the end of the year, you know, we expect to be in a position to make a decision to go to production and cash flowing this company. And $1,700, $1,750, $1,800 gold, wherever that's at in that ballpark, well, we'll take that all day long.
And just to refresh everybody on the financials, you've got a nice amount of cash in the treasury.
We've still got about $3 million in treasury. You know, I run a very tight ship. We've got no debt. And we've got about $5 million in the money warrants that are starting to come in. So we're in real good shape.
Okay.
Well, so, and by the way, one more thing that's very important. Sorry to cut you off. One more thing that's very important that's going to bring in money to the treasury. We've had about over 6,000 tons of mineralized material that's been sitting in the mine for years. You know, they just didn't get the permission to take it out. But we finally got the permission. And I'm very proud to say, and very excited to say that as of 2 weeks ago, the trucks started rolling. We've news released all this. So you can read about it on our website or Yahoo Finance. And if you pull up the ticker, you'll get the news releases. The trucks started rolling. So we sent 15 trucks to the mill 2 weeks ago. We sent another 15 last week. And as we speak, the trucks are going to get that material out. So that's doing two things. Number one, it's telling you and your audience that I'm executing on everything that I've been talking about, which I think is very important because, as I'm sure you can appreciate, a lot of people, you know, do the talk, but they don't walk the walk, right? You know, you've got to execute. And that's what I'm all about. And number two, it's going to bring more money back into the treasury, which is always a very good thing, right?
Right. No doubt about it. Okay, so let's talk about that primary project, which is called Dome Mountain. And I'll put links on this page, obviously, to the Blue Lagoon website, but, you know, the investor presentation, these news stories that Rana just mentioned that have come out, and you can take a look at where Dome Mountain is and what you've got going there. And again, it's in British Columbia, correct, Rana?
That's correct. We're in northern British Columbia, just outside of a small town called Smithers.
That's right.
Wonderful little town and perfect size, has all the infrastructure, everything that we need, you know, for an operation. And it's a short, a 50-minute drive to the property. So less than an hour, you're at our property all year round, which is great because we've been able to attract. It's unbelievable how blessed I am. We've been able to attract incredible talent, senior people, Craig, who don't want to be in the bush anymore, who worked for the big companies, and they want to, you know, don't want to be in some remote camp, and they want to be close to their families at home, and they can just drive every day to work, come back home, and be with their families every night. It's just been an incredible blessing.
And you talked about the work that was put into Doe Mountain first. You've been drilling as well. Is that right? I mean, where do you see it?
Yeah, we started a 20,000 meter drill program, which is, you know, pretty significant. That's the largest ever that's been conducted on this property. So we started that back in January, did about 7,100 meters, took a pause to kind of analyze all the data. Great drill results. You can read all about them on the in the news releases. Very high grade numbers that we got back. They were fantastic. And we just restarted about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, we're very excited. And now we're stepping out and starting to test some of the new targets. And that's really how you grow the market cap of an exploration company. And, you know, you're going out and expanding your known areas, and you're going after the new ones. So which is why I believe that we're at a very good entry point. You know, I personally, by the way, since we spoke last earlier this year, I personally added another 1 million shares to my personal position. You know, this is how much I believe in this company. I own roughly 5% of the company now. You know, I've put in about $500,000 of my own money, plus my family and my friends. We've done about $2.2 million now into this company. So we're vested alongside our interests are aligned with our shareholders.
No doubt about it. And that's always very, very important for the obvious reasons. Tell me a little bit more about this team that you have and the people you have working for you that you're so excited about.
It's incredible. You know, our chief geologist is very experienced. He's actually out of Wisconsin, and he comes up here. He was a senior chief geologist for Dundee for many, many years. He was a big precious metals company, for the longest time up here in Canada. Then he went on to work for a gentleman by the name of John Robbins, one of the best, smartest geologist and an incredible businessman, which is very rare. He went on work for him for his chief geologist for a couple of companies that they actually sold and exited. So huge successes. The last one was called Northern Empire, which they sold to a company called Coors Mining, which is a New York Stock Exchange listed company. So Bill Kronk, he come very, very senior, very, very bright guy. Has come up and helped me assemble the whole team. Our mine manager, Roy Evertson, just an incredible guy who's worked for some of the majors, worked at Eskay Creek, one of the biggest, most richest deposits in the world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these are senior people. We just brought in another senior geologist, Laurie, who's also lives right there in town and wanted to be close to family. You know, we just got this incredible people that are very experienced running our operation. You know, we got like more than 20 people working up there right now. It's just a fantastic and very exciting time.
Well, like you said, Randa, we're getting close now. You're making great progress. This is where the rubber starts to meet the road, right? So let's begin, I guess. We'll look forward with those forward-looking statements, right? What do you think you have there? And how do you think this progresses over the next 3 to 6 months? You kind of sketched out a timeline earlier, but how do you hope to see this go?
Well, you know, the keys to our project are really three. You know, number one, you know, we're very near-term, production. It's very rare. You know, I'm the envy of a lot of my colleagues. It's very rare to have an exploration company be able to do both, which is, you know, be able to get something into production and hopefully into cash flow, and then continue to explore using that same money and without having to dilute out shareholders. So, you know, we're very, very close. We expect to have those amendments finished in the next 60 days, the last of the piece. All the money's been spent. So I don't have to spend any more money, you know, other than a small contingency. I've got about $300,000 set aside for a contingency. And that's it. You know, we get that going. Number two, you know, we have a clear path to 1 million+ ounces of that we believe we have, plus four times that of the silver. So how do we know that? Well, currently we have about 200,000 in our what's called the inferred and indicated category. So right now we have a couple hundred thousand ounces of gold and about 1 million ounces of silver. But so how do we grow that? Well, if we were on a Zoom call, I could show you you can see it on the investors deck on our website. You can see a slide that clearly shows, you know, in 2016, there was 800 meters of drilling that took place, and it's all mineralized. And the only reason it's not in any category that we can't, you know, count it into our resource is because there hasn't been enough density of drilling. So basically in our business, what you have to do is you have to drill, you know, closely. The drill holes have to be very close apart, so roughly 15 meters. Well, these aren't there yet. So all we have to do is we have to go in that area, drill closer, and increase the increase our resource. So we know we can easily double or more of that by just going after that low hanging fruit. Yeah. So that's just, and then the depth, you know, this thing hasn't been drilled to depth very much, 170, 180 meters. Well, back in January, we news released, we went 338 meters deep, the deepest ever this property has been drilled. And we hit over 3 meters of almost 18 grams of gold and 70 gram plus silver. I mean, it was incredible. So we know that we can go deeper and increase the resource size. So that's how you grow the market cap of the company, because as you show more, you have more, obviously the company becomes worth more and more. And then the third piece, which I think is the most exciting beyond just that, is that all of the stuff I just talked about, that's in a tiny little area of the property, just less than 10% of the entire 19,000 wow. hectares. So when we flew this property last year with the airborne survey, that's the first ever that's been done on this property, the whole thing just lit up. So we've got 5 new targets. And we just started drilling on that, on one of those targets 2 weeks ago. So this is why, you know, we're very excited and very bullish on this. And, you know, what makes us jump out of bed every morning, there's a lot of things happening. This is going to be a very exciting summer and fall for this company. And I believe a game-changing year.
Yeah, no, it's very exciting. You're absolutely right. It leaves you in a rather enviable position, right? You've got, you feel like you've got a really strong proven resource there. You're in an area that's a great jurisdiction. I'm sure there's a lot of other producing mines, you know, within a certain radius of you. Is the goal, do you think, just keep on plotting forward and turning that into production and going from there? Is that ultimately what you have in mind?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it'd be, if I had to spend millions and millions and millions of dollars to get this into production, you know, I would not do it, because it's just a very long and onerous process if we didn't have the permits. But the fact that, you know, it was only a couple of million dollars, I mean, that didn't make any sense. All, you know, everything was already there done for us. So yes, absolutely. We're going to work towards, you know, getting that in a position to be able to make that production decision. And number two, you know, it's such a vast property, you know, take that money and plus the money that we already have and do aggressive drill program, you know, this year and next year. And, you know, I believe we're sitting on something very significant here. And, you know, we've just got to go out and prove that now. And that's what our team is working on.
Yeah. And that's the exciting part. And you know, that's why we're all in this to begin with, is you've got that, it's almost like exponential. Right.
That's the key. You just said that right there. It's exponential. You know, that's what happens when gold moves up. And I'm sure you've seen that in your career over the years, right? As gold moves up, good exploration companies that have good management, that are vested alongside with their shareholders and have good projects, they grow exponentially. Right. And that's the key in these things. And, you know, the most exciting part of any mineral exploration company is the discovery curve. That's just before the company you believe is about to make a major discovery or expand, you know, on its known resources. That's when the stock grows exponentially. And that's where I believe we are. So that's why, you know, you made a very good point earlier. The stock hasn't gone up too much, hasn't gone down too much. It's been very steady. That's very normal for an exploration company that is laying the path, laying the groundwork just before it's about to get on that discovery curve and have its stock explode.
So now, again, everybody, don't just listen to me. Don't just listen to Rana. You got to do your own due diligence. Do the research you can. Find out if it fits your time horizon, your risk tolerance, everything else. You can start by looking at the symbol BLAGF, as in Frank, here in the U.S., Blue Lagoon Resources. Rana, on the website, which we'll post that link as well, there's all sorts of information. Just one last thing, anything in particular you want to make sure anyone, you know, where do you start? Where's a good page to go to first?
Well, just before I say that, listen, I want to double emphasize what you just said. Absolutely do your own due diligence. Look, I'm sold on our company because I'm vested in it. I'm close to the ground on it. I had my last two deals were very significant. They were in the non-resource sector. They did extremely well. They're trading, you know, one's trading, at about $12 billion right now. You know, it's a company I took public in 2018. The other one, you know, stock's at about $18. The other one is trading about, actually just got sold for $2.1 billion. about 3 weeks ago. You know, stocks at around a little over $5. You know, those are two things I took to the market in 2018. And now this is my next, you know, big focus. And I believe it will be, I'm hoping, you know, a hat trick that it'll be my next big win. But, you know, like you said, do your own due diligence. You know, never, there's no get rich quick schemes, right? This is not a trade. This is an investment. Investments take time, you know, so always, you know, invest what you can afford to lose. So there's always risk, but you look for companies that are as de-risked as possible. And how do you do that? You look for good management that has their skin in the game, you know, as I do, I believe. And you look for companies that have good projects, which is what I believe. I mean, there's other companies, you know, have good projects. I just happen to be talking about, you know, the one, you know, obviously that I'm involved with. So look, yeah, I believe, you know, I think we've covered everything that I can. A great place to start would be our website. It's got a lot of great information. Go over the news releases. They're, you know, we try to make them, you know, relatively simple. They're not too technical. Of course, there is some technical information there, but I think the general investor can get a good idea. And then, of course, you know, feel free to email me. Go to www.bluelagoonresources.com. There's an email link there. Drop me a line. I'm happy to answer questions. I love engaging, you know, with shareholders. I take that responsibility very, very seriously, and happy to answer any and all questions to help people make an informed decision.
And how can you beat that, for crying out loud? You know, do some research. And here's Rana himself willing to converse with you by email and answer any questions you have. Rana, it's just fantastic. I'm really glad that we've gotten to know each other. Another 100 days will put us into October again. And I'm very curious to see how things are going by October. This is really exciting what you're doing up there. And I wish you all the best. And I really want to thank you for all your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me and inviting me back again.
And from all of us here at TFMR, again, please check out Blue Lagoon Resources, BLAGF, and then check back as often as you can for another one of these special CEO podcasts. Thanks for listening, everybody.